This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Nick Kelly. President Barack Obama has made a scathing attack on the Republican candidate Donald Trump, saying he is unfit to serve as president. He also questioned why the Republican Party is continuing to support Mr. Trump's candidacy. Anthony Zerker reports from Washington.
The president took the opportunity to offer this slashing criticism as Mr. Trump is embroiled in an ongoing feud with the parents of a Muslim American soldier killed in the Iraq War. The real target of Mr. Obama's comments, however, may be the leaders of the Republican Party who condemn their nominee's recent controversies in one breath, but stand by their endorsements of him in the next. There has to come a point at which you say enough, the president said. That hasn't happened yet, but with each new Trump-related political firestorm, Mr. Obama is more than happy to make them feel the heat.
Mr. Trump hit back, accusing Mr. Obama of failed leadership. The head of the Democratic National Committee in the United States has resigned. Amy Dace's decision to step down comes in the wake of thousands of leaked emails suggesting the Democratic Party establishment deliberately undermined the campaign of Hillary Clinton's former rival, Bernie Sanders, for the presidential nomination. A car bomb in the Libyan city of Benghazi has killed at least 18 people and wounded many others. The bombing comes the day after the first U.S. airstrikes in support of the Libyan government's offensive against Sirte, a stronghold of the Islamic State group. Rana Jawad is in Tripoli.
The bombing targeted the headquarters of the 146th Brigade, a security force that has been engaged in fighting against Islamist militias in the city. Dozens were killed and injured. The blast was near a petrol station in a residential district of Benghazi that was recently the scene of heavy fighting. The Benghazi Revolutionary Shura Council, also known as the BRSC, has reportedly claimed responsibility for the deadly attack.
The United Nations has warned of a looming humanitarian catastrophe in South Sudan as tens of thousands of people flee renewed violence. Armed groups have stopped many from reaching neighbouring Uganda. Imogen Folks has the details.
The UN describes South Sudan as a massive humanitarian crisis, with 1.6 million people now displaced. For those fleeing and for those who stay, violence is not the only risk. There is a cholera outbreak and severe food shortages. Children are especially vulnerable. Thousands of refugees, many of them malnourished children, have arrived at South Sudan's border with Uganda. The UN is gearing up to support them, but warns the sheer number of people fleeing may outpace the capacity of aid agencies to help them.
A peace deal between the government and Riek Machar broke down last month. World News from the BBC. Intense fighting has been continuing around the Syrian city of Aleppo, where a rebel offensive is trying to break the government's siege of opposition-held areas. The latest assault began with the explosion of a huge tunnel bomb underneath Syrian army positions southwest of Aleppo. The security forces in Colombia say they've destroyed more than 100 cocaine laboratories in a five-day campaign. Officials said the operation was part of a new strategy to target producers and traffickers of cocaine rather than the poor farmers who grow the coca plant. After numerous technical problems and a huge cost overrun, the United States Air Force says the first squadron of its newest stealth fighter, the F-35, is combat ready. Almost 2,500 planes are planned to equip the Air Force, Navy and Marines. At nearly $400 billion, it's the Pentagon's most costly project ever. Ireland's second most senior Roman Catholic leader, the Archbishop of Dublin, says he will no longer send trainee priests from his archdiocese to study at the National Seminary after anonymous allegations of a gay culture there. Our Ireland correspondent Chris Page reports.
Archbishop Dermot Martin said accusations were being made anonymously through letters and blogs. The president of St. Patrick's College, Monsignor Hugh Connolly, acknowledged that the anonymous correspondence was difficult, but he said the college had no concrete details of sexual misconduct. All trainee priests at Maynooth are expected to live in celibacy in preparation for life in the priesthood. Monsignor Connolly said that principle was non-negotiable, but that the college authorities could not act unless they had clarity.
And the Egyptian-born American Nobel-winning scientist Ahmed Zewail has died in the United States, where he had worked for the past 40 years. He was 70. Ahmed Zewail won the Nobel Chemistry Prize in 1999. He was the first Arab scientist to win a Nobel Prize. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。